You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua. Thank you for being here.
So, who are you really? Who are you really? Who you all are beings of love. No matter what you think of yourselves, you are beings of love. Now, you may look at yourself from a limited perspective and see that you're less than, or you're flawed, or that you need improvement, or you're not perfect in some way, or many ways. You may think that it's right to try to improve yourself, to try to be better. But why would you ever be better if you were Source itself? Why would you ever perceive that anything was wrong? Why would you think you had any flaws? Well, if you look at yourself from a limited perspective, certainly you compare yourself to others and you say to yourself, if I had what she has, if I had what he has, if I could do this thing, then I would be better and I would be living a better life. And we say that's simply an illusion. You have everything you need in every moment. You can be whoever you want to be in every moment. But the fact is, you are trying to control yourself in every moment. You're trying to make yourself accepted by others in every moment. You're trying to be the ideal version of who you think you should be in every single moment of your life. And if you could ease up on needing to be anything different than you are, if you could simply exist in the beauty, magnificence, and grace that you alone possess within you, if you could be this higher, creative, safe, secure, perfect being in this moment, well, then that, what would that tell you? That would tell you that you can do the same thing in the next moment, and that you could do the same thing in the next moment, and that you could have done the same thing in all past moments. But you use your imagination to say, if this were this way, then I'd feel better. If I had this attribute, then I'd be more successful. If I had this feature, then people would love me. Since I don't have these things, then they cannot love me. And since I'm flawed, they cannot love me. I cannot get what I want if everything around me, especially myself, is imperfect. But what if you thought everything was perfect? What if you thought you were fine the way you were? What if you didn't need to be anymore? What if you held no secrets? What if you could be completely authentic with every single person in your life? With your friends, a little easier. With strangers, a little easier. With your parents, a little more difficult. With your children, a little more difficult. With your mate, a little more difficult. If you could simply be who you are, you would see that the reality reflects this acceptance of yourself. And so all of those in your life would also accept you. Who you're being now is a act. Who you're being now is a role you're playing. Who you're being now, thinking that you're flawed, is someone who's trying to protect themselves from negative emotion, from abandonment, from the withdrawing of love. Who you think you are now is not who you truly are. And so how you're being now is one who is exploring the possibility of abandonment, one who is exploring the possibility of imperfection. If you could remove that idea of imperfection and replace it with the truth is you are perfect. The truth is you have always been perfect. The truth is you have never been imperfect. The truth is you've never gotten any better than who you were in the beginning. You've certainly expanded, and that expansion is rich and shows you a new perspective. And you will continue to expand to new evolutionary parts of you. You will continue to expand to understand who you are more. And when you transition to the non-physical, you will know who you truly are. And this will be vastly different than who you think you are. So by being in a controlled way, you must be different than you are to those people in your life. Those relationships are now inauthentic because they are dealing with an inauthentic version of you. You will find the most reward in this experience of physical reality in the deep, honest, true connections with all of those who come into your life. And you may say, this person's spiritual, so they understand me. This person's resistant, so they don't understand me. The fact is, no one can understand you. No one knows how you feel. No one knows what you're here to explore. No one knows anything more than what's reflected back to them in their perception of reality. So you can take yourself out of it. They don't need to see you in any way. But we promise you, when you are being more authentic, they will see alignment. They will see this example, this lighthouse, this being of pure love, and they will say, I wish I had what she has. I wish I had what he has. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I'd like to make a comment, and that is that it's so interesting and cool that we're talking about this, because that is exactly the journey that I've been on in the last little while. Just as a little entry point, this morning I was listening to Abraham or read something about Abraham, and the comment was, you can be as happy as you decide to be. So I got up and I thought, I feel kind of blue, but I'm going to start dancing around. And the song came to my mind, Billy Joel, I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. And I started singing it, and then I Googled the lyrics. Now, it's an imperfect song, not every word matches, but the idea of what you just said, of letting go of what other people think of me, needing their approval to feel loved, I realized when I did a manifestation event around this last week that it really came down to that, the fear of what other people think, the feeling that somehow they can control how I feel by what they tell me, that I take it on as being truth when it may not be truth. And yeah, so this, go ahead, say what you want, but not on my time. This is my life. And it feels really liberating, and not in a push everybody away and become an island, but in a way, yes, to say, this is my life. I'm exploring what I'm doing.
This is my life. I'm exploring what I'm doing, and you're exploring what you're doing.
Exactly.
I am in the center of my universe. My perception of reality sees things completely different than yours does. Exactly. You can't see me for who I am. I can barely see me for who I am. I'm still exploring who I am. There's no way for you to understand who I am, because you're looking at me through the filter of your beliefs, and those beliefs have a unique mix of limiting and beneficial beliefs, and the perception of who I am from your perspective will also be unique, because your beliefs are unique.
Yeah.
And when I am being this way, well, certainly you're not perceiving me as I truly am, because that is the limited version of me. When I'm being authentic, well, it won't matter what I do, because I might elicit a fear in you. I might trigger a limiting belief, and that limiting belief will cause you to feel fear. And if you're not processing your limiting beliefs, you're going to dip down into the lower emotional state of being of fear and control, and pull up urges to change me so that I don't cause you fear. I am no longer going to be sorry for causing you fear, because that allows you to have a manifestation event, which gives you the opportunity to see yourself from a new perspective. I'm not going to change who I am, because I'm never in control of your limiting beliefs. I'm going to simply move with the inspiration inside of me to do what I'm inspired to do. And you may call that selfish. You may call that self-centered. And we, Joshua, would absolutely agree with you. But this is the basis of reality. It is an experience of self-discovery, of self-expression. It's all here for you to work it out. Now, you've been working this out long enough. You've been working at your beliefs long enough. You've been working at your feelings long enough. You know what you prefer. You know enough about the mechanism of physical reality. You know how the system works. You know who you truly are. And if you know who you truly are, if you know why you're here, if you know how the law of attraction works, if you know how the universal laws work in your favor to bring you everything you need to experience, then all you have to do is focus on what you want to experience next. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been experiencing rejection, then you can choose to explore acceptance. And how do you cultivate the feeling of acceptance? You accept yourself. I'm perfect as I am. I was always perfect. I had all the experiences I ever needed to explore this and that and the other. You're perfect as you are. I do not need you to be different. It might seem easier if you were different and that I could feel good if you would just change this one thing. But I don't want to change anything about you. I attracted you because you are a match to my vibration, and I accept you absolutely as you are. I wouldn't want you to be different in any way, because that would mean that I wouldn't appreciate the reflection that physical reality offers of my vibration. Now, I'm not going to change my vibration to change you. I'm going to change my perception of reality, my entire perspective, to see you as perfect where I once saw you as imperfect. I'm going to change my entire perception of reality to see me as more perfect today than I did yesterday, to see the flaws as illusory today rather than as concrete as yesterday. I am going to move slowly by slowly, step by step, inch by inch by inch, to a greater understanding of who I truly am. And I'm the only one who can ever know or get close to knowing who I truly am. Everyone else is here to discover who they are, not who anyone else is. And they say, this is a hard life. This is difficult. Why is there so much negative emotion? Why is there so much suffering? It's because you're acting upon an illusion of wrong. You're thinking things should be different than they are. You're missing the entire point, that it's a reflection of that vibration, and you wouldn't want a different reflection. You want an accurate reflection. And so if there's something you want to prefer, you prefer to explore, then move in the direction of that exploration, leaving everyone else and everything else in your old past, your old self, to be as it was or as it is. And then just think more about, who am I truly? What would that person truly do? What would that person be excited by? What am I excited by? What makes sense to me? What is a true desire compared to a false desire? What is a rational fear compared to an irrational fear? What's a limiting belief compared to an empowering belief? How can I live life more effectively in love and acceptance, becoming who I am and allowing my unique talents and attributes to emerge? I don't need to see it all now. I don't need to see all of it happening now. I just want to move in the direction, because the journey of self-discovery is the reason you're here. It's why you want to be here. You do not want to snap to the end. You want to go from one level to another level to another level in this ongoing journey. So if this is a journey of self-discovery and you're going through manifestation events and cycles of going up and feeling stagnant and getting vibrationally matched to something new and then feeling like it's not coming, if this is a vibrational journey, then that will always be your journey. And so how do you smooth out the wobble in that journey? You do it by always choosing the higher perspective and always seeing everything is right. If you can do that, this journey will turn from a torturous path of suffering to an exciting and elegant and soft, beautifully flowing stream carrying you downhill through new scenery after new scenery, through new people after new people, through new experiences to discover who you are more. This is all the resistance is. It's resistance to discovering who you are. Why? Why would you be resistant to that? Because you fear negative emotion. If you didn't fear the negative emotion, you would simply go out and do. You would go out and be. You would be inspired all day long. You would not feel restless. You would not feel stagnant. You would be pushing the envelope of who you truly are, and you would live a life beyond your wildest dreams, beyond your wildest dreams. You don't need to get here to control any of this to live that life. That life starts by you choosing a higher perspective in this moment. And you've done that for a while now, and you're building the momentum of love. You are moving in that direction, and never sell yourself short. Never believe that it's not going fast enough. Never believe that you're not getting it, because you are. You're at the right place at the right time, acting on the right inspiration. Everything's working out perfectly. And in a bit of time, you'll look back and you'll see, wow, that was the perfect ride for me.
Whew, there's a lot there. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua. So I understand everything you're saying. I mean, intellectually, it just totally makes sense. But like last week, I realized I'm still living as a victim.
How, I mean, how did you realize that?
I'm looking at my resistance. I feel resistance, and I'm so much more sensitive, you know, realizing that I am resistant.
Excellent.
And
Don't you understand that is a brilliant place to be. That is a magnificent place to be. Would you rather go along numb, not understanding where you're keeping yourself apart from the true experience of who you are? Mm-hmm. Or would you like to understand exactly when and where and what you're resistant about? Just that intellectual knowledge that this is a resistant thought, this is an allowing thought, this is a painful manifestation event, this is an interesting manifestation event. Not needing to be anywhere different. You want to have the negative emotion. You want to have a lot of manifestation events. You want to be confronted. You want to feel the doubt. You want to think about what you're feeling. You want to be contemplative. You want to delve into this more. Not to change anything about your reality. Because if you want to change anything about your reality, you're approaching this all from a perspective of control. If you absolutely appreciate yourself, your surroundings, your people, your journey, if you absolutely appreciate all of that, you can exist in a state of joy in each and every moment. And you can be curious, which is joy, about
what's coming. But then apparently I can't. I mean, I just can't, because I'm not existing in a state of joy. I really am not.
Have you experienced any joy? Have you laughed?
Well, very little.
Have you laughed over the week? And what is your judgment of very little?
Not enough.
We could show you a couple hundred million people who live in ecstatic joy compared to. A couple billion people.
Then
you are judging yourself for not getting this quick enough, not changing quick enough, not appreciating more, not living a state of bliss more.
What is,
what is the most important thing in your life?
I would joy and excitement. I would to feel joy and excitement.
Do you have a career? Do you have a house? Do you have
I have a mate. I'm currently unemployed, so I have all the time in the world. My life is absolutely wonderful, and yet I have this resistance. I'm not inspired. I'm not excited.
You do not want to be inspired until you've cleared up some stuff. Mm-hmm. You do not want to be excited until you've cleared up some stuff. Mm-hmm. You want to get to the vibration where the excitement comes. And when it comes, it'll be the right time. You do not want it to come early. Now, in your relationship, is it a romantic relationship? Mm-hmm. And can you be absolutely authentic with this person?
I think as authentic as I'm,
And isn't this a brilliant thing?
Yeah, it's a lot of brilliant things in my
and
life.
Can and can you cultivate this relationship to be even more authentic? Mm-hmm. And do you have any manifestation events in the relationship?
Mm-mm. No, it's been very, I mean, there's been so much wonderful expansion. It's been
and
very.
And that
very,
doesn't bring you joy?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Things are going so well, and yet I'm feeling so much resistance. I don't even know why.
Okay, so are you resistant in the relationship?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Are you resistant in career?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
And
I feel unease because I'm not inspired to do anything.
Are you not inspired to do anything, or are you receiving inspiration and just not doing it out of fear?
Yes, that too.
If you could be, have, or do anything as a career, what would it be?
I'm not even sure.
What is your favorite subject in the world?
This expansion, you know.
Wouldn't you like to teach this?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you like to teach it? Wouldn't you like to have conversations all day long about this subject, the subject that's most interesting to you in the world?
I guess not. Otherwise, I would be doing it.
You're on this call now, asking this question now, engage in a conversation now. Are you in this call because it's fun, or are you in this call because you think that this will help improve your future?
No, it's fun. It's awesome.
It's fun. And so if you did this with a friend 2 hours from now, would that conversation be fun?
Yes, and I'm doing that, you know, and I'm being a coach, and it's absolutely doing that. Awesome.
And so how do you not see yourself as a spiritual leader and teacher?
I think I do, but that's my confusion. It's like I'm completely numb to it.
To it, because why? Why would you be numb to something that is obviously who you truly are? It's obviously something you're interested in. It's obviously something you like to talk about. It's obviously something you like to explore. You can't feel numb about that. You can only feel in fear of what that represents. So you've spent a lot of time studying.
And
you don't think you're at the level of those teachers you followed. You are judging yourself as a student. And you're saying, I've been doing this for so long. And I'm not even a very good student. I'm so stuck where I am.
Right.
Because you're not a student. You're a master. You're a teacher.
Oh, my God. You're on the leading edge of thought.
You know more than 7 billion other people on the planet. You know more than 80 billion people who have lived on this planet. You are at the pinnacle of it. And why are you holding yourself back from becoming who you truly are?
It must be fear, but I'm not even sure.
It must be fear of what? What would prevent you from being on stage in some form and talking to a room of 1,000 people?
I don't feel inspired to do it. I mean, I intellectually, I know it must be fear. But
let's imagine that you are inspired.
Yeah.
Imagine that you are. Just an inkling. What's that like? Interesting idea. What's that like? To create a talk and get on stage and talk to 1,000 people for 20 minutes. Who the hell are you to get up on stage and talk about anything? Who are you?
Being of love.
Being of love, who has something to share. Not for the purpose of fixing anything or solving any problems, but for the purpose of expansion in understanding and awareness. You can be a student for so long. You must think now about taking this to another level, about being who you truly are. You couldn't be interested in all of this without being a spiritual leader and teacher. And when you
I got something. The reason this isn't happening is because I'm thinking, since I haven't been able to change my reality for the better, how would I even talk to anybody else about it?
Okay, so let's imagine you did change your reality for the better. What would that reality look like?
I would be very happy, very excited. I would be, you know, I would be happy to get up in the morning.
But that's you. That's how you would be. How would your reality be?
Not much changed.
You live in a beautiful place, in a beautiful house with a beautiful person.
Yeah, I have.
You have free time.
Yes, I mean, it's all perfect.
Who on earth wouldn't want all this?
Who on earth would want all this?
Wouldn't want all that you have.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And yet, look at me, and I'm resistant. So I'm
You're really resistant. But completely. Are you saying that the teacher must be without resistance to teach the student how to be without resistance?
Or I obviously don't saying, think I'm good enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are saying you don't need to be any different than you are. That the reason that you can't feel joy in what anyone else on the planet would consider an absolute abundant and spectacular
bliss.
Life,
yeah.
yet mm-hmm. you can't feel joy, is the same as every other student who would ever come to you. They're also living in a fantastic, abundant life that has potential for joy. They're mm-hmm. just seeing something as flawed in that, and they're focusing on the right. flaw. Mm-hmm. You're just focusing on the flaw, but the flaw is your greatest superpower, the perception that you can't be happy in this magnificent life that you've created.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be the thing that teaches all the people who come to you who are also can't be happy in these magnificent lives they've created.
Mm-hmm.
You're out in front. You need to know what that doubt's like, what that unworthiness is like. You need to discover that and move towards who you truly are, not before you start teaching, while you're teaching. Because mm-hmm. while you're teaching it, you'll get the ideas in so much more tangible ways because you will have the desire. I want to teach this joy. I want to teach how this joy comes, real joy. Mm-hmm. Which is curiosity, interest, exhilaration, mm-hmm. excitement, mm-hmm. real joy, love, appreciation, acceptance, real joy. I want to teach people who perceive that they are in unfortunate circumstances how abundant they are, how free they are, how much love there is for them, how much resistance is in their life, just like it was in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How can I teach this if I haven't gone through it? Well, you've gone through it. You've gone through it.
Yeah.
You've gone through it. So now you'll receive inspiration. The inspiration may be something you would never do because you think it's bad or wrong. And that action on that inspiration will lead to moments of joy and clarity. Uh-huh.
But my resistance seems to be blocking any inspiration because I'm really not inspired. I mean, not that I'm aware of anyways, you know, maybe I'm just so resistant that I'm just not hearing it.
Could you write down 5 inspiring ideas that you receive every day? Mm-mm. Do you ever look at the clock and it's aligned 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2?
All the time.
That's an inspiration. You're not blocking that. You get okay. the inspiration to look up and look at the clock right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you didn't resist it. You did it. Do you ever get the inspiration to say, I love you?
Yes.
So that's another inspiration.
Okay.
You see, they're coming all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get the inspiration to do the dishes?
Yeah.
Inspiration is coming in all forms, all shapes, all sizes. You will always feel fear.
Mm-hmm.
The fear is like, I can do it later. Doesn't seem mm-hmm. like fear, does it? I can just do this later.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always feel the fear that will always pop up, but you can mm-hmm. move to do something you're inspired to do, whatever it is. Keep doing that one step at a time, realizing that you are a master teacher, a master creator. You are at the leading edge of the leading edge of the leading edge of thought. You are here before everyone else, and you will attract those who will want to learn your secret for feeling just a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Not for manifesting an oceanfront house on the beach. Mm-hmm. Not for manifesting a fancy car. Not for any of those Western ideals, but for feeling better, for mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. healthy, for not being afraid of negative emotion, for mm-hmm. embracing mm-hmm. the information contained in manifestation events. All of this is available to you for you to explore. And you mm-hmm. are exploring it, but you are not the student. You are the teacher. So mm-hmm. let's not think about being a student anymore because there is nothing to fix. You're only looking at this subject from a form of control to fix your problem of not enough joy. So take out a journal. Every time you are inspired by any little thing, write that down. Any thought that comes to you. You say, oh, interesting. I should call that person. I should Google this. I should look up this. I should play this song. Write it all down. Realize that's inspiration.
Okay.
You do your daily spiritual practice and you write down your affirmations and your intentions and what you appreciate, what you're grateful for. That's all coming to you from your
inner
self.
I understand that.
And it's all day long. So just keep going. There is no rush. You're on this journey. Enjoy it. You're at a stage now you'll never be at again. You'll expand through this conversation. You'll expand through all the experiences of inspiration throughout your day, the next week, the next month. Go with the flow of it. Everything is right. See how everything is right. Just see how everything is right. What's wrong? Oh, I'm not experiencing enough joy. Oh, too bad. Too bad. You have all of this stuff. It's wonderful that you're asking for more and the desires are big and we can sense within you. You want to get this so that you can teach. You say, once I get this idea, then I can go out and teach. And we say, no. Go out and teach and then the ideas will come to you because you are now on the exploration of a teacher and you will receive everything you need and all the insight and all the wisdom of how you specifically can feel joy and how you can help all the others who want to feel the same joy you want to feel but feel stuck in their routine lives. They will see what you've learned, not by being a student, but by being the teacher.
Okay, get it. Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very good.
I just want to say this has been for me too, because this is a very inspired conversation that I got to listen to, and so thank you again for the further expansion. And I just want to say as well that when you talk about the clock thing, I never normally have that experience. So during that conversation, I thought, what the hell? I feel inspired to look at my clock. So I looked at my clock. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Perfect illustration of her point that inspiration is hitting you all the time, and most of the time you don't realize it.
Yeah, awesome.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua.
Yes.
Hey, this is my first time to speak up on here. I totally am resonating with Jessica. You know, I've told you this before, but I feel from the outside, I have it all. You know, I have nothing to want, nothing to really worry about. But in my career, I just got off of a 2-hour leadership call that I have every Monday. And I felt so much resistance that I literally wanted to jump out of my skin on this call. I literally want to run for the hills and figure out how I can. I don't know why. I don't know if it's resistance coming from limiting beliefs, that why I don't really feel like I want to be in that career anymore. Or, I mean, am I trying to grow? Is that why I'm feeling so much resistance? Or is it telling me, is my inner guidance saying, this isn't where you're supposed to be and you need to be looking somewhere else? Because like, I love what I'm doing right now. I love learning this. I love being on these calls.
Excellent. So imagine that you didn't understand who you truly were. Imagine that you thought you were an individual with flaws rather than source of perfection. And so, but who you truly are is the authentic version of you, this magnificent, limitless being of love, who you authentically are, and that you intended to explore something more specific in physical reality. But you didn't know the laws of the universe. You didn't know that you were perfect. You didn't know that you were source. You assumed you were an individual. Yet you have a calling to something more specific, to something bigger. And from your perspective as an individual, you say, well, I have this interest in these things, this into speaking, into helping people, into working with people so they can live their abundant lives. I have that interest. But the only way I can see it manifest is in these couple of areas. Boom, 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 boom. And so you go out in some excitement and some inspiration, and you do well, and you are comfortable speaking, and you're comfortable sharing ideas, and you're comfortable teaching, you see. And then you realize, I'm teaching the old approach to life of control. I'm teaching them that money will solve all their problems, instead of saying, you have no problems. I'm teaching people how to control their lives better, instead of teaching them that they need not control their lives at all. And in fact, if they do control their lives, it'll be a life of effort and struggle and minimal results. Now I've been drawn to a new teaching, a new information, and I can see now that there is another way to approach life. Mm-hmm. And who I am isn't limited in that old approach. Because as far as you can raise, which is extremely high, it's amazingly high, is never satisfying, nor will it ever be. Because it's a disconnect from who you truly are. Who you truly are is a being of love who operates in absolute acceptance of what is. Knowing that the universe will guide you and everyone else towards the most satisfying outcome might be challenging and rewarding at the same time. But it'll be deeply satisfying, deeply might confront a ton of your limiting beliefs. You might have to push through a ton of fear, but it'll be deeply satisfying, rewarding, and exciting and exhilarating to go on that journey to become who you truly are. Now, you have created this life. We're sorry about that. You've created all these beautiful things and houses and success. We're very sorry about that. Because what you've done is created a little mini prison, and you're going to have to escape that prison.
How do I do?
Well, you're the warden of that prison. So you can either ask yourself for a key or slip out the back, dig a tunnel.
I'm ready.
See, you don't want to lose the prison. You're attached to the prison, what the prison means. You are attached to how it makes you look. You're attached to the status. You're attached to the admiration of others. You're attached to what possibly parents, friends think about you. You are, and how could you give it all up? Mm-hmm. How could you walk away from it all? Well, if you were in a prison and the front door was open and they said, walk away, what would you do?
Walk away.
What if everyone you knew wouldn't leave the prison and they wanted to stay there? What would you do? Would you stay for them? Or are you here to live your own life?
Live my own life.
So is the idea of giving up the prison scary?
Very, very scary.
So we say you don't have to do that. You do not have to do any of that. However, you have to realize that you've had a lot of momentum of this old approach to life. Control, control, control. Make myself look good. Make myself be appreciated. Make myself seem successful, intelligent, smart, and beautiful, and all that. And now you're going to embark on a dusty, dirty, little, difficult, full of obstacles path that leads to what most Western humans would say is less desirable than what you have now.
Right.
Now, if you were absolutely thrilled with the work you do, if you received total satisfaction, if you couldn't wait to get on those calls, if you loved everything about it, then we would say you're living as you intended to prior to your birth perfectly. Mm-hmm. Since there is that inner conflict between who you're being and who you truly are, we can tell you for sure that you intended something different than that. Now, you don't have to do anything. You could stay stuck in that life, in that hamster wheel, in that cheese grater world, all as long as you like. And you will have the benefit from all the expansion that comes from that. But it's not going to be enjoying, rewarding, satisfying, fun, exhilarating, or exciting. you're not going to feel ease. You're going to be in struggle and conflict the rest of your life until you withdraw and withdraw and withdraw and maybe create a manifestation of that so big that the prison burns down and then you're free. Or you can consciously choose another path. Choose the path is, I love this house. I love these people. I love this work. I love it all. I accept it as it is all, but I'm going to something else. None of it has to burn down. I will do the things that I'm excited to do, and I am going to leave out everything else.
I tried to do that today. I tried to attempt to go onto this two-hour call with total positive energy, high vibration, and immediately, because of the control nature of the call, control, control, control.
Which is all based on a limiting belief of yourself, because there is no control inherent in anything. It's all perpetrated and it's always an illusion. So we commend you for this. You had the intention to ease up a bit on the control. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult because there's momentum and you're new at this. Mm-hmm. What kind of activity do you like to do?
Tennis.
How old were you when you first picked up a tennis racket?
Pretty old, like 32.
32. And did you expect to be the best tennis player in the world the day you picked up a tennis racket?
No.
And did you think that playing tennis would mean anything about you?
No.
It wouldn't define you in any way. People wouldn't love you because you could play tennis. It was just an enjoyable thing to do.
Right.
So you start a new exploration of acceptance. And you try out new techniques and ideas. How can I make this less resistant? How can I be more loving in this situation? How can I accept all the criticism and complaining and whining from all these people? How can I love them for who they are, knowing that they're living in fear? How can I do a little bit more tomorrow? How can I do a little bit more next week? How can I integrate this idea of love and acceptance into every single aspect of my life, including myself? How can I stop judging myself for anything? How can I stop judging them for anything? How can I absolutely cultivate this feeling of everything's right? How can I do that? And you do it tomorrow, just like the second time you played tennis, you're a little better. You do it again, you get a little better. And you don't want to have it figured out in 1 week. You do not want to change everything in 1 week because it would be too drastic. You can't even imagine the version of you that will exist in 5 years. You cannot imagine how good you'll feel, how much joy you'll have in your work, how much satisfaction you'll get out of all of this. You can't imagine that person, because if we gave you a vision of that person who's so living beyond the limits that you have now, it would be too frightening. So you have your experience today, and you expand through that experience, and you've just gone one step up on the staircase, and then tomorrow you'll have another experience, and you'll expand again. And day after day after day after day, week after week after week, or month after month after month, you'll be moving to new heights on that staircase. And you'll look back down, and you'll say, wow, I've come a long way. And you'll look up, and you may perceive you have a long way to go. But that's what you want to do. This is the fun part. It's the exploration. And everything you need to explore this new exploration of who you truly are will be given to you. If you can let go of any attachment to how you think this journey should go and just go with the flow of your feelings, managing your fear, managing your exhilaration, managing your joy, managing all these little feelings all day long, just seeing yourself from a higher perspective, knowing that you're right, knowing that you're good, knowing that you have nothing to prove, knowing that you have nothing to care about, knowing that if you make a mortgage payment, great, and if you skip a mortgage payment, great, it's not going to matter. Knowing that who you show up to be might be judged by others, but it cannot matter because they can't know this new journey you're on. And that may shake things up, and you want it shaken up, because it's all sitting at the bottom. You want to shake it up and change things a little. and then manage your feelings as you go along. And you will go step by step by step from a magnificent, fantastic, wonderful place where you are in your life right now to a better place. Not that the outside conditions will look any different, but you will feel different in every moment. You'll feel secure. You'll feel confident. You will not need to please people. You will not need to worry about what people think of you. You will not need all these old trappings that you were programmed to think you needed. You don't need any of that. You can be absolutely authentic in who you are, and that woman would be one of the most powerful women to ever exist on Earth, ever. Or you could be the limited version of that great woman, and either way is fine. You get to move at your own pace from where you are now to one of the most incredible women of all time. You get to take that journey. Now, isn't that journey exciting? To be one of the most incredible women who have ever lived on Earth. Well, you're already that person, whether you know it or not. And it's your work to see through the illusion of any imperfection. If you saw yourself the way we see you, the way your inner self sees you, the way Source itself sees you, you would not care a bit about anyone else's opinion. You would not need to do anything to make money. You would not need to do anything to be loved. You would simply exist in a state of extreme satisfaction, extreme worthiness, extreme confidence, extreme self-centeredness, extreme selfishness. You would be self-centered, which means that everything applies to you first so that you can show up to be an example of alignment for everyone else. And unless you take yourself seriously or unseriously, until you take yourself as the most important thing, and that means your feelings. Now, if you look at yourself from a limited perspective, are you going to have positive or negative feelings?
Negative.
Because your inner self can't agree with you. And your inner self is going to send you an alert. You're looking at the illusion. The limited perspective is the illusion. Change your perspective. Look at how brilliant you are. Look at how stunning you are. Look at how successful you are. Look at how intelligent you are. Look at the grand creator that you are. This is what your inner self is saying. And every time you worry, every time you have doubt, every time you have momentary lapse of reason, your inner self is going to send you a little negative emotion just to show you that you're looking at this illusion, the illusion of the flawed individual, the illusion of imperfection. You are perfect now. You just don't see it the way we see it. When you start to see yourself the way we see you, then you'll just do nothing but act on inspiration in every moment, in every day, for the rest of your life. And boy, that's a ride.
When I feel inspired to hang up that phone, or inspired not to speak on stage in front of thousands of people, do I just follow that inspiration? I don't want to speak, or I don't want to be on this call.
Which is tricky thing between inspiration and fear. Mm-hmm. Who you truly are, who you truly are as a being of love, who you truly are as an inspiration to others, who you truly are as someone who's natural on stage. That's who you truly are. Fear says, I don't like this. Fear says, I'm going to face some negative emotion. Fear says, I'm going to criticize myself. Fear says, who am I to be up there? Fear says all this stuff. And the fear is all an illusion. The fear is all based on limiting beliefs. You can process those limiting beliefs and say, I am a being of love. I am in a source of light and love to millions of others. I'm doing it in this way now. I'll do it in a different way later. But this way I'm doing it now, it makes sense for me to be this being of alignment. And instead of telling people where they're wrong, what they should do, how they can make more money, blah, 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 how they can control their lives even better, you simply talk about what you're doing to feel good, mm-hmm. what you're doing to experience joy. You too are a teacher. You too are a leader. You don't need to fix yourself before you become a masterful leader and teacher. You need to start leading and teaching so you can bring in the tools, techniques, and ideas that allow you to teach in the way you want to teach, mm-hmm. allow you to lead by example, allowed you to be the example of alignment.
That's awesome.
I was living this life. It brought no satisfaction. It was effort and struggle. I didn't have joy. I changed not this life, but how I approach this life. I'm doing the same things now, but I'm seeing my benefit to you people. I'm seeing these words that are coming out of my mouth that are inspiring you to be who you are. Maybe not to be in this business anymore, but to be who you truly are. You couldn't come here to listen to me if you were not ready to hear what I'm going to say. It's not possible. You could not come into this business. You could not come into this theater. You could not come into my awareness unless you were ready to go to another level, unless you had enough with the old approach to life and were ready for the new approach. You are attracting now. You're just feeling fear. You're feeling ineffective. You're not getting satisfaction because you're teaching more control rather than teaching more acceptance.
That's it.
Excellent.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Very good. We have time for one last question. This should be a medium strength question. Not too heady, not too light, right in the middle. Who's got the last question? Let's go.
Yeah, Joshua, yes, I have a kind of a, I guess, a medium question. The idea of male and female energy and the idea that we, in a sense, we're not complete until we find both of those in ourselves and what we can learn from the opposite sex. This is kind of interesting to me. I also want to comment that it seems like women seem to have a bit more easier acceptance of these universal laws. You can see at the number of women on this call or in the Joshua group. What are your thoughts on that?
There are 7.5 billion people on the planet. There are a few dozen people on this call. Some of them are women, some of them are men. You found your way here. Somehow you found your way here. Didn't matter if you're a woman, didn't matter if you're a man. You were seeking something more, and you found it. You were led by inspiration step by step by step, and you took enough of that inspiration to find yourself here. In the non-physical, is there more feminine energy or male energy? We wouldn't even say any of that is even applicable. Would you say that you need to know the short person's energy and the tall person's energy to get a balance? Would you say that you need to know the rich person's energy and the poor person's energy to get a balance? Isn't it more interesting that you chose to come in as a man and other people chose to come in as a woman, and they knew from that orientation, that body type, that level of maybe emotions, that they could launch themselves on a trajectory to explore what they came here to explore? And so you will combine the energies of all when you return to the non-physical, but you've chosen the body of a man or the body of a woman. And the broad experiences that can come as a result of just those differences. But there are a gazillion other differences. Your hair color, where you live, who your parents were, how tall you are, how short you are, how skinny you are, how fat you are, how you're predisposed to this food and you're predisposed to this activity. You're more athletic, where you're more able to sit and concentrate. You have less concentration. You don't like to read. You like to listen. On and on and on and on. All these different attributes lead perfectly to the trajectory that led you here and that will lead you to the exploration of whatever you're here to explore. So realize that how you are, exactly how much male energy is in you, what your emotions are like, the intensity of your emotions, all of that has led you here, and all of that will lead you to the life that you intended to have, will lead to the unfolding of your talents and attributes. And so you can maybe get a glimpse of what that female energy is, but you'll never fully understand it. Nor will you fully understand anyone's perception of reality or anyone's perspective. This, you are the only human in your universe. You are the center of it. And everyone else is a satellite living as the center of their universes, with the body they chose, with the parents they chose, with the attributes they chose to live this specific aspect of physical reality that they thought would be interesting to explore. And so you chose something that possibly only a man can choose. Some type of exploration that would not be able to be accomplished the same way if you had been born in a woman's body or even another man's body. You have the perfect body for you. You have the perfect parents for you. You have the perfect siblings. You have the perfect time and date of your birth. Everything is set up perfectly to allow you to explore that which interests you. That which interests you is either natural interest, something that you're naturally curious about, something that you're naturally interested in, or something you think you're lacking. If you had that interest or that exploration, you think something would be better from that. You see, who you truly are is absolutely perfect to explore what you're truly here to explore, not what anyone else is here to explore. And it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter where you exist right now. None of that matters. These are simply old limitations you're hanging on to. Do not worry about that. You can hang on to them as long as you like. However, you can be intellectually aware that anything is a limitation. Anything that is keeping you apart from what you dream of is imposed by you. And sometimes that is very beneficial. You would not want to move back to North America and do something you're inspired to do because you would miss your children. And so you get to be where you are so that your children are there and get to do what you're inspired to do. You will have it all available to you so that you can do that and do everything else. As long as you realize that it's all here for you, that you're capable of it all, that you deserve it all, that you're worthy of it all, and nothing in the past means anything other than a reflection of your old past vibration, which is non-existent, completely gone. You are a new vibration now, and so you can be, have, and do anything that you want now. You don't need to snap in your hands to have it appear. You do need to embrace the journey, the vibrational journey from where you are now to where you will be when this manifests. You are receiving inspiration all the time. You are simultaneously receiving fearful thoughts and doubts all the time. You are acting on some inspiration, and you are not acting on the vast majority of it. And this isn't just about Justin. This is about everyone else who's on this call now or who's listening to this call at a later date. You are all perfectly posed, perfectly positioned to start creating the life of your true dreams. You don't need to be better. You don't need to have anything fixed. You have no problems. You can start that journey today. You can take the first step. And the first step is going to bring up fear. And you will succumb to some fears, and you will push past some fears. And you will move along at a pace that's comfortable for you. And if you were able to push past all the fears, you would soon be overwhelmed by the change. And if you push past no fear, you would feel stuck and agitated. And so the more you're able to push past fear, the more you'll move towards the life you intended to live. And you will recognize that life is satisfying and enjoyable. And you will start to feel excited. And you'll start to have fun. And you will start to gain confidence. And you will start to become overwhelmed. And you will start to add more limitations. And you will get stagnant. And you will have to start over all over again. And you will, as soon as you let down your resistance to who you truly are. Look at yourselves from the higher perspective. You are all beautiful, magnificent, incredible beings of love. You are all limitless. You are all source itself. You can be, have, and do anything. Think about the joy and the pleasure of anything you do. Think about how wonderful life is, how amazing you are, how lucky you are, how fortunate you are. There's no such thing as luck or fortune. How wonderful you are, and how you created these incredible lives. Think about all these things, and everything else will fall into place as if by magic. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua. Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Wonderful.
Thank
you, guys.
Thanks for all the questions.
Bye. No, awesome. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
That was great. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.